I've got a couple of people who make me understand why some animals eat their young. Yeah, these people are f***ing idiots. Let's talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. I'm not good at shoplifting. And guess what, Darius? She's completely covered in this outfit and still sexy as f***. Suck on my d***. That's how I feel about it. Because you can't get away on a bicycle that has no air in one of its tires. That's not going to work out. Yo, munch on my ovaries, bitch. Like, that's the new one. Can you imagine dealing with a ghost who's a Karen? Oh, f*** that. I'm moving. Tigers are girl lions, said by my 40-year-old ex-boyfriend who is a nuclear engineer. Look to your left, look to your right, look in front of you, and look behind you. One of those people is a f***ing idiot. What up, P silly listeners? Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boot thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random ass topic that we discuss. So shout out to all my listeners, new and loyal. Okay, it's another week down and I'm kicking ass. I'm going to tell you something. Lately, I have been in a great mood. I don't know what it is, but I've been waking up on the right side of the bed as of late. And it's strange. It is. But I'm gonna ride that happy wave as long as I can, because I honestly think that it's because my chiropractor is doing a great job with my neck and my back. And it feels good to be able to stand erect and not be in pain. It's good to be able to use both of my arms, you know, and it not hurt. So she's doing her best to save me from having to have another surgery, you know. And I'm all about not having surgery if I can sidestep that. So she is my hero. So if you are new here, you may have not known this, but I had surgery on my right arm last year for a cubital tunnel. And it's like carpal tunnel, but it's a different nerve. Anyways, I had to have that done, and my right arm is still not at 100%, but it was at like 40 before. So I think if I had to put a percentage on that shit, I would say right now we're looking at 85% better usage of my arm than before the surgery. So that's good. You know what I mean? So I got to take it a little easy, but then I started to feel the same exact symptoms in my left arm, dealing with the tingles of my nerves, kind of like when you sit on the toilet too long and you know how your legs get that tingling feeling, like they start falling asleep and shit. And my left arm, for my middle finger, my pointer finger, my thumb, and then all the nerve going through my forearm, through my elbow, to my to my shoulder, to my neck, and then the left side of the top part of my back, it was all feeling like that, and it lasted for a long ass time. But my chiropractor has been doing her thing, and I'm feeling so much better. Thank God for her. Thank God for her. Because here's the thing, man. Even without cubital tunnel, it's crazy how, like, after your 30s hit, your body has had enough of your bullshit. My body be like,
listen, bitch, it's been over 30 years. I've had enough. I'm clocking the fuck out.
I can go to bed at a great time and wake up naturally. It's just beautiful. We're talking about like 9 p.m. and wake up at like 7 or 8. Just full sleep, full night sleep. No drinking the night before. Didn't eat anything crazy. Didn't go out the night before. But I wake up hungover and sore as fuck. How is that happening? Okay, what? My body is pissing me off. She clocked out. She told you. Like, I'm even walking down a set of stairs the moment you wake up. Yo, I didn't even know my feet could crack. That's crazy. Takes me 20 minutes to get down the stairs now because I'm like, oh, my balance ain't what it used to be. Like, what the fuck? We're talking about from the second floor to the first. Get out of here. Tired of my knees sounding like pop rocks. It's not fair. It's not right. I don't like this. I miss my 20s. Now I get it. Now I get it. Because I remember when 30 was old. You know what I'm saying? Yo, isn't that a song? Yeah, Strawberry Wine. I still remember when 30 was old. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was Diana Carter. Yeah, Strawberry Wine. Good song. Anyways, but wow. I'm starting to stretch more and I'm working out more now, which is good. I'm going to be sexy before you know it. I mean, I've already lost 7 pounds, you know, just playing that that boxing game on my MetaQuest 2, or yeah, what is it, MetaQuest, whatever, on my Meta, whatever, virtual reality thing. They keep changing the names of things, whatever. So there's this game, it's called Thrill of the Fight. It's a boxing game, and it is an awesome game to play to get your workout in. It makes it fun, you know what I mean? So I love it. So here's a new thing going on with me. Now I do have to see a hematologist next week. Something about my platelet counts being too high, and I could develop clots or even an aneurysm, which is not good. And they said that everything right now is like to be preventative, to tell me what I can do or what the issue is, if there is one, and see what's going on. Of course, I Googled everything, and Google was like, "Oh, you have cancer." I'm like, "Oh, great." So I don't know why I go to Google for everything when something is medically wrong or something is going on with my health. And I can be like, "Yo, Google, my left toe is hurt." And it's like, "Oh, cancer." Like, "Hey, Google, my earlobe is tender." "Oh, it's cancer." Like, what the fuck? You know, it's always to the worst thing, or either that or, "Oh, you should have been dead by now." Thanks, Google. Appreciate that. But they're trying to let me know what's going on and if they discover anything, how to treat it. But this specialist should be able to explain things to me, and hopefully nothing crazy is going on that I can't take care of. So if you guys could just like drop me some good vibes, some positivity, some prayers, whatever you would like to call it, I need it, please. And I will obviously let you guys know what's going on when I know what's going on. My appointment is coming up next week, so right now I don't know anything. Oh, in other news, I got jury duty. I cannot wait to tell them about how I'm a content creator, and I can't wait to tell everybody about the intricate details of the case. So, I mean, that's my job, technically, so I'm not lying. But I feel like they may not want me to be on the jury, you know, especially if it's like against the police. I'm like, "Well, you know, I'm black, so I got a couple of thoughts." You know what I'm saying? So I'll let you guys know what's going on with that as well when I figure that out. I'm supposed to report for jury duty in September. A lot of people are like, "Oh, dude, I always wanted to get jury." I don't want jury duty. I don't want to deal with that. If I get stuck with it, I will do my duty. But I don't want to do it. That's where I'm at. Okay, but anyways, enough about me and my life, blah, blah, blah. This week, I got a cold read about a thief who admits he sucks at his job. He sucks at stealing. Yeah, that's interesting. I've also got some fun, creepy paranormal experiences to share, and I have a few idiots to discuss. So there are just so many people in this world, I'll never understand how their brains are able to form the thoughts that they throw together. I do not understand. That's and more up next. Make sure you guys subscribe, rate, and review, and let's go ahead and get to the first story here. Big Boss is at it again. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Okay, so we got to take a second to talk about Keke Palmer. She is the petty queen, and I am here for it. Let me tell you why. So for those of you who don't know, Keke Palmer, a dope-ass actress, a musical artist. If you ask me, she could be a comedian because she is naturally hilarious. She's amazing. Google her if you don't know. So Keke Palmer, okay, went to an Usher concert. I believe it was in Vegas. We did talk about it here on the podcast a few episodes ago. And she went to the Usher concert, went on stage with Usher. I mean, that's what the R&B singers do. Bring on some hot ladies on stage and sing to them. Sometimes they dance on them. When Keke went up there, she had this lovely dress that was completely see-through and her ass was out. And when I tell you her BBL was BBLing, stop playing. Stop. Woo! Mm. She got a nice booty, respectfully speaking. And she had just recently had a baby with her boyfriend. I think his name was Darius Dante. Blah, he doesn't matter. And he had a problem with what she wore. So he posted on Twitter the video or a screenshot, whatever the fuck, and said, "But you're a mom, though." Talking about her dress and all that other shit. He said some other things. We talked about it in a previous episode. But the way he went about it was ridiculous, you know. And Keke Palmer has always been a very independent, strong, boisterous, shining star of a woman. She's always been who she is, and she's never really changed who she is. It is what it is with Keke, you know. And Darius was, he doubled down on that shit and was being an asshole. Now, I don't know what was going on behind doors with the two of them, but as of late, Keke has made shirts about this thing. She hasn't really said anything directly about the situation, because the way that Darius went about it, just, you know, going to social media instead of pulling his woman to the side and saying, this is how I feel, let's discuss it, he decided to put it on the internet. And the internet smoked him. This motherfucker was roasted, okay, on an open goddamn fire, like a chestnut, okay? You know, his new nickname is Chestnut. Fuck him. So it looks like they are no longer together. And not only has Keke made merchandise about this thing, this particular subject, what has happened here, she and Usher have gotten together and they are dropping a new song. I Can Not. I believe the name of the song is Boyfriend, and I am fucking here for it. So, you know, we got the big boss, Keke Palmer, out here doing some shit. And in the little video clip that they share, she totally brought back like circa 2008 Usher outfit with the white forces and the brown leather coat and the jeans and even the necklace with the U on there, and they dancing and shit. It is giving early 2000s and I'm here for it. And it's literally a exact replica of that outfit. And Keke looks fucking amazing. And guess what, Darius? She's completely covered in this outfit and still sexy as fuck. Suck on my dick. That's how I feel about it. Yeah. Sometimes I wish I had a dick so I can say that to me. Suck my dick, you dumb bitch. But I can be like, yo, munch on my ovaries, bitch. Like, that's the new one. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. We're going to have a little family trip. We're going to get up in the car together, guys. We're going to take our shoes off. We're going to play some music. We're going to eat lots of snacks, sing-alongs, games, all that. And we're going to go to Florida. Because you guys know that we always have a good time when we visit there. Like, there's something about that state. And if you are new to this podcast, or if you are listening outside of America, outside of the United States, Florida is, okay, it's the armpit of the United States. I said it. It is. It's shaped like an armpit. Look at it. Come on. It's not my fault. Okay, so I often discuss random crime that has happened, and it usually turns out it has happened in Florida. So when I visit thesmokinggun.com and I see this headline, hey, if at first you don't succeed, .. It says here, police accused thief declared I'm not good at shoplifting. I had to click it to see what the fuck happened, and it turns out that it took place in Florida. So let's get into it. I don't have anything against Florida. I feel like I have to say this every time I swear. Well, anymore. My ex is bred from there. So, you know, I've let that go. I've let that go. We're done with that. But I still definitely don't want to live there. First of all the snakes, the gators, the iguanas falling from trees, the drugs and the food. Okay. If you heard the last couple of episodes I did on this podcast, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you don't, then it's probably time for you to listen, friend. You know, catch up. I don't want you to be left out on the inside jokes. You know, catch up. Okay, so let's go ahead and get to this dude that sucks at stealing. That's just sad. Oh, wow. Picture popped up. Dude looks like an evil Captain Picard. Okay, so after being caught stealing bicycle accessories from Walmart, a Florida man reportedly gave police a devastating self-analysis. I love the way that was worded. And this is a quote coming from Daniel Casmar. I don't know how to say his last name. Danny? Danny says, I'm not good at shoplifting. The 53-year-old spontaneous admission came yesterday following his arrest for swiping a bicycle pump, lock, an inner tube from a Walmart in Largo, a city in the Tampa Bay area. So he didn't steal a bike. He stole things to keep a bike functioning and safe. It's kind of ironic that he stole a lock that's supposed to keep someone from stealing his bike. Like, it's kind of funny. Okay, so it says here, police say that Daniel parked his bike, which had a flat tire, outside the Walmart before entering the store and stashing items worth $35.88 under his t-shirt. So homeboy was like, I'm just going to go ahead and stuff this right up in here. They won't notice this bulge. It's fine. It's fine. I need this bicycle pump. My shit is flat. Yo, that's crazy. Wouldn't he have to like stop outside the Walmart he stole from and use the stolen bicycle pump to pump his tire before getting away? Because you can't get away like cleanly on a bicycle that has no air in one of its tires. That's not going to work out. All right, so store security spotted Daniel, and I will post a photo of him on the podcast Instagram so you guys can check that out at It's Pro Silly. The store security spotted Daniel in action and alerted police, who collared the accused thief outside the store. Oh, so maybe he did stop to pump his his tire. Maybe he did. Okay. Goes on to say here, when cops initially contacted him, he made the following spontaneous statement. I'm not good at shoplifting, reported Officer Luis Rodriguez. So he was like, oh, God, the cops are already here. I suck at this. Let me just tell them. Hey, guys, listen, I suck at this. Just take me away. All right, here it goes on to say his rap sheet. He's got a rap sheet. Includes two prior theft convictions. Okay, all right. So he's done it before and he was caught both times. So he's right. He's not very good at it. And then it says here, Daniel was hit with a felony charge for Tuesday's alleged pilferage. That's a fun word. I don't even think pilferage. I think that's how I say it. That's how you say it. I know what it means, but I'm not good at pronouncing it. Like cinnamon. I said cinnamon and I didn't fuck it up. That's usually a word I can't say. Everybody has a word they can't say. I have a buddy of mine who can't say aluminum. It's hilarious. He is locked up in lieu of $2,000 bond. He was arrested last month for stealing $20.78 worth of multiple drinks and sandwiches from a Walmart in St. Petersburg. Oh, so he's a serial Walmart thief. Okay. At the time of his arrest in that case, Daniel was also charged with possession of fentanyl and drug paraphernalia. Well, look at that. Ain't that something? Yo, I mean, Florida. There has been like this random thing going around lately where people just go into stores like Nordstrom's and shit and jewelry stores and they just take shit. Like a bunch of people, faces covered, just go in there and take shit. Like, it's crazy. I couldn't do it. I don't do well in prison. It's just, I don't think I would do well there. No, I like Wi-Fi. I like my own bathroom. I like whatever the fuck I want to eat. I like waking up when the fuck I want to. I like driving cars. Like, you know, can't do those things in prison. It's just, you know, that's just where we are. Coming up, is this celebrity dead or alive? It's a pretty simple question, but let's go ahead and talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Okay. We always know when a celebrity dies because it gets around like wildfire. Hey, did you hear about so-and-so? Yeah, man, I saw it on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? It gets around real quick. And it has happened again, but two things are wrong, okay, with this entire situation. First, I don't consider this person a celebrity. And second, she's not dead. The quote-unquote celebrity is Lil Tay. Okay, if you don't know who she is, that's completely fine. It really does not matter. It's not a big deal if you don't. She's not that important. Yo, shots are fired. It is what it is. But she was famous for being a child who used profanity and made videos to show off money and materialistic things. I think she may have dropped the N-word a few times. Mind you, I think she's like white and Asian or some shit. You know, she ain't black. I can tell you that right now. Now, I don't know if her family had something to do with all this shit that she was doing, but I don't have any respect for this kid. I just don't. You know what I mean? I usually don't with children and generally get to earn that shit. But this right here, no, I don't understand. I don't understand how she had any type of celebrity at all. Anyways, you know what? Honestly, maybe this will be an annoying reminder of her. Take a listen.
Message to all y'all broke ass haters. Y'all ain't doing that like Lil Tay. This is why all y'all fucking haters hate me, bitch. This shit cost me $200,000. I'm only 9 years old. I ain't got no license, but I still drive this sports car, bitch. Your favorite rapper ain't even doing it like Lil Tay.
So, yeah, that angelic voice was Lil Tay. Oh, man, I'm sick of these whack-ass people getting all this notoriety for being absolutely nothing. Like, it's annoying as hell. Meanwhile, people who have talent, actual talent, no one knows they exist. It's just ridiculous. I hate it. Ugh, the world that we're in. All right, so many of you may or may not have heard that she has died. So this is what was posted on her Instagram, and it reads, "It is with a heavy heart that we share the devastating news of our beloved Claire's sudden and tragic passing. We have no words to express the unbearable loss and indescribable pain. This outcome was entirely unexpected and has left us all in shock. Her brother's passing adds an even more unimaginable depth to our grief. During this time of immense sorrow, we kindly ask for privacy as we grieve this overwhelming loss, as the circumstances surrounding Claire and her brother's passing are still under investigation. Claire will forever remain in our hearts, her absence leaving an irreplaceable void that will be felt by all who knew and loved her." So that was on her Instagram at one point. So I came across a story on my timeline and I was like, oh, damn, that sucks. I mean, she was only a kid, like, and her brother too. Fuck, her family must be going through it. That sucks. Thoughts and prayers, you know? And I mean, I wasn't happy that she was dead. I mean, I'm not a fan of anything that she does and I don't respect her at all. But I mean, when a child dies, it's fucking sad, right? And it's always sad. So then I find out that this whole thing was a hoax. Now, I wasn't surprised, but I was thinking, after I was kind of sad about hearing that a kid died, I didn't know why. I tried to figure out what was going on, but there was no other post that I could come across at this time. And then I started thinking, well, what if she's behind all of this? You know, and the reason I thought that she may have been the one behind this is because in my eyes, I'm gonna be real, she's irrelevant and has been for a while. I mean, that's just where I am. So I figured maybe she was pulling a Carly Russell, trying to get some attention. You know what I'm saying? And it's hoax season, apparently. You know what I mean? So that's where my brain went at first. Okay, but it seems that Meta has confirmed that it was a hoax and someone hacked the 14-year-old's Instagram. Now, again, I'm not sure why. Why Lil Tay? Why? I don't get it. Like, why? You know what I'm saying? And all they did was make her relevant again, and no one really needs that. So that's what I thought. So I got an article here from LATimes.com written by Christy Karras. So it says here, Meta confirms Lil Tay's Instagram account was hacked following death hoax. So it says here that the tech giant told TMZ on Saturday that it helped the 14-year-old social media star recover her account from a hacker. Lil Tay, who said her real name is Tay Tien, previously told TMZ that her Instagram page was compromised by a third party. When it was used to spread jarring information, quotes here, about her sudden tragic passing, Meta did not immediately respond Sunday to the Times request for comment. The former viral sensation's 21-year-old brother reportedly named Jason Tien, was also wrongly pronounced dead in the hoax. The Times and other outlets reported Lil Tay's death Wednesday based on a statement shared on her official Instagram account. So it looks like that this was a hoax. If it's in the LA Times, most likely it's true. They tend to vet their shit. We got a quote here. I think it's coming from Lil Tay. "I want to make it clear that my brother and I are safe and alive, but I'm completely heartbroken and struggling to even find the right words to say," Lil Tay told TMZ in a statement. Here's another quote here. "It's been a very traumatizing 24 hours. The phony death announcement was written from the perspective of an unnamed family member grieving the unbearable loss of Lil Tay and her brother. The Instagram post, which has since been deleted, claimed that the quote-unquote entirely unexpected deaths of the siblings were quote-unquote under investigation. Shortly after the news outlets began reporting Lil Tay's death, the internet personality's father, Christopher Hope, and former manager Harry Tsang could not confirm to Insider that the teenager had died. We got a quote here. It says, "This situation calls for cautious consideration and respect for the sensitivities involved," Tsang told Insider. "My commitment remains focused on delivering updates that are both reliable and appropriately timed." This is also coming from Tsang. So she's not dead. There's more to this report. I don't really want to talk about any more of it. It's ridiculous. If you want to read about it, just Google Lil Tay hoax death. It'll pop right the fuck up. So long story short, she's not dead. And in my opinion, not a celebrity. I said what I said. And honestly, I kind of low-key hate myself for adding to those who are actually making her relevant again. Son of a bitch, this was a setup. Yo, next up, it's time to bring back some paranormal to the pod. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's been a minute since we discussed some paranormal on this podcast, and I'm ready to bring back the creepy to your ears. And I totally believe in ghosts. I don't know if you guys do or not, but I have heard them, I've seen them, and I've investigated them. And for those of you who are new and you don't know, I have a second YouTube channel. It's called Paranormal Blacktivity. And I know, great name. And I use equipment to see if I'm able to communicate with the spirits in the locations that I visit. And there aren't a lot of black folk out there sharing content like that. I mean, I honestly feel like it's just me and Ghost Brothers. Like, we're it. Okay, so if you haven't already, come and have a silly yet creepy time with me on the Paranormal Blacktivity YouTube channel. My link tree is down below in the show notes, and that channel can be found there. Just click there, subscribe, and have a good time. It's still me, so a lot of laughter and silly moments are definitely waiting for you on that channel as well. So if you're like super scary and like, oh my God, I can't, this is the perfect channel for you, because it's scary, but it's also funny because, come on, it's me. I do need to make more videos over there. So coming soon, fam, coming soon. Let's go ahead and get to these creepy stories. So I got this one from Reader's Digest, RD.com, coming from Lauren Kahn. This is coming from 12 Real Ghost Stories That Will Send Shivers Down Your Spine. Okay, so let's go ahead and take a look at this first one here. The ambulance company that I used to work for had a haunted ambulance, Rig 12, recounts Reddit.com user Zerbo. A lot of EMTs had stories about it, but I never put much stock in paranormal stuff. That is, until I had my own experience with Rig 12. My partner and I were working in a rural community at 3 a.m., and it was pitch dark and completely quiet. We were both dozing, and I was in the driver's seat, and she was in the passenger seat. I woke up to a muffled voice, but I thought my partner was talking. I told her I was trying to sleep and close my eyes. I distinctly heard a male voice say, "Oh my God, am I dying?" Followed by a few seconds of heavy breathing. My partner and I sat up straight and looked back into the patient's compartment, where it sounded like the voice had come from. Things were quiet for a couple of seconds. And then we heard the click of an oxygen bottle regulator and a hiss as if it was leaking. I turned on the lights and we ran out of the rig. I thought a transient might have climbed in while we were asleep, so we opened the rear doors. No one was there. I checked the oxygen bottles. Neither was opened. We didn't sleep much after that. First of all, the fuck, okay? I don't need to be hearing heavy breathing anywhere. I don't care if there's a person there or not. Get away from me. That is creepy. And what did they say about 3 a.m.? It is the witching hour. And it kind of makes sense that an ambulance rig would be haunted because a lot happens there. There's a lot of energy in that area. You know, there's births are happening, deaths are happening, emotional events are happening, and all of that energy could be soaked up inside of an ambulance. So that makes sense to me. And let's go on to the next one. We got this one's coming from BuzzFeed.com. We have an article that's it's called 43 Ghost Stories So Spooky They'll Haunt You for Weeks. Coming in, this is by Allie Hayes. All right, so she has put 43 of these together. Here's one of them here. I lived in a house for about 5 years that was haunted, but not in a malicious way, in a shitty roommate kind of way. I come home to the windows on the second floor being open when it was raining, to food containers being open in the fridge that I haven't touched yet. And the worst was that the ghost hated clocks. She hated them. I had antique cuckoo clocks that had worked for 50 years that would just stop. Brand new wall clocks that ate through batteries like candy. My watch ended up on the floor one morning, with the crystal shattered, even though I knew I slept with it on. The one that pissed me off the most was that I got a brand new Kit Kat clock for Christmas, and the bitch threw it off the wall. I was cooking, and out of the corner of my eyes, I saw the cat freaking fly. Turned around, and it was across the kitchen, broken. It was brand new. Man, she was a bitch. I like that one because a lot of people always think that paranormal experiences are always terrifying or sad or scary, and that's not true. Some of them can just be annoying. Some of them can be funny. People need to remember, if they can, that if you're dealing with a spirit, at one point in time, that particular spirit was a person. And the way I see it, they most likely died and become, they're still themselves, they just don't have their human form anymore. You know what I mean? So this bitch that's breaking clocks and opening things and ruining shit, she was probably a Karen. So it sucks. I mean, can you imagine dealing with a ghost who's a Karen? Ah, fuck that. I'm moving. Fuck that. Yo, you win, Karen. I'm not fighting you. Okay, so here's our third and last one coming from boardpanda.com. 57 creepy true ghost stories to never feel alone again. Fantastic. This is coming by, whoa, I cannot say their name. So what we're going to do is have Siri tell us what their name is, because I don't know what the fuck is going on. Hold on a second.
Vilt Domkut and Violeta Liskoid.
So you heard that. I can't say it. Vilite Damakete, Damakuti, Damakute, and Violeta Liskoit. That's the best I can do. It says here, my grandfather told me the story about how one time he was sitting in a chair in front of the house when he heard his wife repeatedly calling him from inside the house. The thing is, my grandmother passed away a few years before that, but he told me that the voice was so pressing that he actually got up to look inside the house. And as soon as he got inside, he heard a loud crash behind him and turned around to see that the chair he has been sitting in moments ago had been crushed by the cast iron gutter that had fallen on it. If he hadn't come inside the house, he would have probably been seriously injured. I don't know if it's paranormal or not, but every time I think about it, it sends chills down my spine. Let me tell you something. That is paranormal. And his wife is watching over him. That's how I see that. And there are, if you guys can remind me, I should probably do this, like ghost stories or paranormal encounters that ended up saving people's lives. There are a lot of stories like that. And that is, that's, woo. I feel like I've experienced that a few times in my life as well. So I'm going to have to, we're going to have to do another episode about something like this, about this topic, and I'll have to tell you my stories as well. But yeah, I believe in that wholeheartedly, definitely paranormal. And it doesn't, I wouldn't say it sends chills down my spine, but it makes me feel like I'm safe, like I can feel safe because those who I loved who have passed on are there. They got my back. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe they're like, in my mind, the spirits of those who have passed that I love, they're like the planeteers, earth, wind, water, fire, and they just protect me. I'm such a narcissist. I'm just kidding. Okay. So if you guys have come across any paranormal stories that you want me to share, email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Everything is spelled correctly. All right. So I'm all in. I'm all in for the paranormal. Ooh, what if I took one of you with me on a paranormal investigation? That would be fun. I'd figure that out. You can experience it. You can experience it for yourself. Like I've got a REM pod, a K2 meter, dowsing rod, spirit boxes, fam. I am prepared. I don't know, maybe one day, something to think about. Yeah, I'll just keep that in my back burner there. Up next, I've got a couple of people who make me understand why some animals eat their young. Yeah, these people are fucking idiots. Let's talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. So every now and then, I share a segment called Idiots of the Week. We haven't done that in a while, but it's usually the entire episode when I think about it, like any podcast episode I do. There's at least two or three idiots in there. So I guess that's still the case in today's episode. So let's go ahead and keep that going. I'm going to go ahead and shout out to boardpanda.com for this gem. Someone actually said, and this is a quote here, you shouldn't drink carbonated water. It's full of carbs. Yeah, you heard that right. You shouldn't drink carbonated water. It's full of carbs. And then the person telling the story said, I'm rarely at a loss for words, but I almost lost brain cells when I heard that. You know, that that is a good sign of intelligence right there, guys. Wow. Tigers are girl lions, said by my 40-year-old ex-boyfriend who is a nuclear engineer. There is no way that dude is a nuclear engineer. No way. Now, I'll tell you this. One thing that is possible is that her 40-year-old ex-boyfriend lied about his profession and she was professionally catfished. That's what I say. There's no way people think that tigers are girl lions. There's no way. All right, there might be a way because there are people who think that chocolate milk comes from brown cows. So anything is possible, I guess. Oh my God, this world that we live in. My brother-in-law had a high school girlfriend who thought Abraham Lincoln was the first black president because he was brown on the penny. My mother-in-law's reply to her was, and he's green on the $5 bill. That doesn't mean he's a Martian. Yo, that's concerning. Oh my God, I wonder where his high school girlfriend is now. I really hope that she got snipped. She does not need to bear children. Let's act now. Let's get a GoFundMe set up and prevent this. That is crazy. Okay. My coworkers thought lint rollers were one-time use. They take the wrapper off, lint roll their clothing once, then throw the rest away, not knowing you peel off the layers. Okay, wow, that's insane. And when you think about it, somewhere there is a mound of trash at a dump site with a dozen unfinished lint rollers. That is a strange and random thought. Okay, I had a coworker who, after blowing up a balloon with his mouth, breathed his own breath back into his mouth and was perplexed as to why his voice didn't change. Okay. That's enough stupid for me today. I can't with these people. And here's the scary part. These people are amongst us, like out in the world breathing around us. I am terrified. Some of them have licenses to operate huge machines called cars and trucks. I cannot. You know, if there's anything that you could take from listening to this podcast, let me tell you something. We are surrounded by idiots. Idiots, okay? Just think about this. You just never know who's around you. That's crazy. Look to your left, look to your right, look in front of you, and look behind you. One of those people is a fucking idiot. Professionally Silly Life Rules. Yo, shout out to my listeners because you guys are fucking titties. And because the thing is, you could be listening to any podcast right now, but you chose me because I'm special. I'm just kidding. But thank you guys so much. I love your fucking faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. Make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using. Also, do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star and written review for this podcast, especially Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Help this invisible black girl be seen, and it don't cost you a damn thing. Just 5 stars and say, hey,
your voice is sexy as fuck. I want to marry it. And you're hilarious.
Something like that. That's nice. Yeah, there you go. Because I need your help to catch my dreams. If this is your first time listening, come on back and join in on the silly and binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet. Also, do me a favor and share this podcast with a friend because there is no reason for you to hog all this damn silly to yourself. There is enough of Amber Smiles Jones to go around. Make sure you guys check out the podcast Twitter and Instagram at It's Pro Silly, ITSPROSILLY. And of course, the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. I tend to post there more so than the Twitter. I don't know. I'm thinking about phasing out the Twitter. We'll see how it goes. Twitter kind of blows now. I'm sorry. X kind of blows now. So we'll see. But the Instagram is still up and the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook is still blooming. All right, if you have any silly story ideas, maybe you want some advice or you want the opinion of the P Silly listeners on something, or maybe you just want to tell me that I'm amazing, email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. You can also leave me a message or text my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. And if you would like to be anonymous, please be sure to let me know when you contact me. Also, if you would like me to advertise your business or content on my podcast, email me as well. We can talk about price. We can talk about price and what you want and or need. Because listen, y'all, I'm out here chasing these dreams and I know you are too. So maybe we can work together. Check out the show notes for more bonus information like my social media. I've included my link tree, which has the links to all my most used social medias and platforms, TikTok, Instagram, X, my YouTube channels, including Paranormal Blacktivity, that and more, all in one spot. My P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533 Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. You can send anything you would like and I will open them in an unboxing video on my YouTube channel, Professionally Silly. Once again, it's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. Thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly station here on Spotify for podcasters, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. Your stomach thinks that all potatoes are mashed. Until next time, peace, silly listeners. Watch where you step because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. Sidestep that shit. I'll see you guys next week.